1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. And if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man loves God, he is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For though there are what are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there are many gods and many lords, but to us there is only one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. But not every man knows that, for some with conscience of the idol, until this hour, eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is dirtied. But food doesn't recommend us to God, for neither if we eat are we better, nor if we don't eat are we worse. But be careful so that this liberty of yours doesn't somehow become a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if any man sees you, who has knowledge, sit to eat in the idol's temple, won't the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat the things that are offered to idols? And through your knowledge shall the weak brother be destroyed for whom Christ died? But when you sin so against the brothers and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. So, if meat causes my brother to be offended, I won't eat flesh while the world stands, so that I don't cause my brother to be offended.